Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Okay, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. As everybody knows, on Friday, it is the big one, the United States against Mexico. For sure, Tata Martino is not going to want to lose for a third consecutive time to the United States after the Nations League and Gold Cup. It's a big one on Friday, and everybody gearing up for it. By the way, this next interview is going to be brought to you by FM Kitchen and Bar. FM Kitchen and Bar, two locations, one near Montrose and Westheimer, right next to the Velvet Taco. That's the kind of Montrose area one. And then you go to the one that's north of Washington on Shepherd. FM Kitchen and Bar, great cocktails. Voted the best burger in Houston. Get over there. It's got the feel of a beer garden as well. A lot of picnic tables. You can bring your dog, the family. Plus, they've got great weekend brunches. FM Kitchen and Bar. They bring us Brian Sciarretta of American Soccer Now. Great friend of the show. Brian, thank you very much for coming on tonight in a very, very big week for U.S. and Mexico soccer fans.
Yeah, well, indeed. Thank you for having me on, and greetings from Morristown, New Jersey. I know you know it well.
We love the Garden State. Friday, it's the U.S.-Mexico. It's in Cincinnati. It's on ESPN2, 8 o'clock Central Time, and it's a big one. Okay, so let's talk about this. 1-2 in qualifying standings for these two teams. What are some general observations from you, Brian, heading into Friday?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a bunch of positions up for grabs with the U.S. team. We don't know the injury status of Christian Pulisic and how match fit he is, ready to go. A lot of pressures on Ricardo Pepi at just 18 years old to be the guy now. I mean, because Berhalter said he's going to start he's going to play a significant role this window. Central defense, there's some questions. You don't know who's going to start in goal. I mean, it could be Matt. It could be Zach, Stefan. It's very interesting team because I think, there's some that's known, but there's a lot that's unknown, and that doesn't make it any easier for Mexico to prepare.
All right, Brian Sciarretta, American Soccer Now. Let's start in goal, because you just mentioned that with Matt Turner. A lot of people thinking he's going to get the nod. Zach Steffen, you might say, is a bit better with his feet. You got Sean Johnson as the third goalkeeper. Who do you think gets the start? Turner's coming off a spectacular season for the most part with the New England Revolution.
You know, it's a coin flip. I was actually just speaking with Brad Friedel before this for an interview, and he doesn't even know. You know, he has no inclination, but he says there's no wrong choices. I kind of think it's going to revert back to Stefan, because there's a trust factor there between Berhalter and Stefan going back to the club days. But, you know, I don't have a high degree of confidence in that. That's just a guess, because I think, Matt's obviously done some big things with the national team, you know, starting back to the summer with the Gold Cup win.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't he earn some trust with what he did in the Gold Cup?
Oh, absolutely. I think the fact that, you know, Zach got some minutes between the last international window and this one was with Man City, and I think that helped. And the fact that he started at that home game against Costa Rica, following a loss from the U.S. team, you know, I don't know. I think there's a longstanding relationship there, and I think Stefan, it wouldn't surprise me if they go with him for some distribution out of the back.
Yeah, I think that's probably, if it's about the feet, he probably gets the edge over Matt Turner. But isn't this great, though, that we're sitting here talking about a guy that's a regular starter in Major League Soccer, and he's potentially going to get the nod over a guy that's at Man City in Zach Steffen. And a lot of this comes into playing time that guys have had recently, form, injury. But I think it's incredible that we're kind of sitting here talking about that, when in the past it would have been, the guy from Europe gets the start.
Well, it's interesting because there's a good baseline comparison there with Zach. I mean, he was in Major League Soccer for so long, and the only time he's been a starter in Europe, was really only a half season 2 years ago at Fortuna Düsseldorf on loan. That's really it. You can kind of see there's been a long standing of riding the bench for him. And that makes him a mystery. And it's not really a healthy thing for goalkeepers to be sitting on the bench. I mean, you know, the bench at Man City is just as good as the bench for FC Cincinnati. I mean, maybe not in training and, you know, situations. He trains with some of the best players in the world, but, you know, in terms of game reps, you just, you know, as a goalkeeper, that's so important for confidence to know that, like, you know, when you let one in training, that's one thing, but you let one in the game, that means everything. So yeah, you know, I think, and Turner, I think, is someone that could, you know, eventually make the move at some point too. He's got the European passport, and I think that'll open up some doors, particularly with how he's been playing.
Yeah, nobody wants to be sitting on the bench, that's for sure. Okay, let's go to left back. For me, it's simply going to be Anthony Robinson.
Yeah, no question. Sam Vines is climbing the ladder a little bit. You know, I think Greg Berhalter liked him a lot in the Gold Cup, but yeah, Robinson just has been doing very, very well with the national team, club and country right now. It's his spot to lose.
All right, the two center back positions, who do they go to? Miles Robinson obviously has been somebody I think we've all wonderfully loved watching blossom. Who does he get partnered with? Richards, McKenzie, Zimmerman? What do you think?
I don't think it's going to be McKenzie. I don't see McKenzie playing much this window. I think it's going to come down to the other three, Zimmerman, Robinson, Richards. I think it's going to be Robinson and Richards. You know, I think that even though Richards had a poor game against Bayern Munich and then rode the bench a little bit for Hoffenheim after that, I still think that's a good call. The only thing that, you know, Walker, though, I don't know. It's just, I think his foot speed might not be there in a game where Mexico has a lot of it. And Zimmerman brings you some set piece threats in the air, and he's very good in the air, but I think you got to have to be good against these dribblers that Mexico has. And I think it'll be Richards and Robinson.
Yeah, they'll have to deal with Funes Mori as well, the Argentine striker that's now naturalized for Mexico. Okay. The right back position, DeAndre Yedlin, Reggie Cannon, Joe Scally. Joe Scally's one that U.S. fans don't know as well. Who do you think gets it?
I don't think it's going to be Reggie. Joe Scally's been unbelievable in the Bundesliga this year at 18 years old, but I can't see a guy getting his first cap and his first call up in a World Cup qualifier against Mexico. That I think they're going to ride with DeAndre Yedlin there just for experience, and DeAndre's been playing pretty well too.
Agree with you 100%. Let's go to three midfielders. How about the six? Tyler Adams, Kellen Acosta, Busio. I mean, I think that's pretty obvious. It's going to be Adams, don't you?
Oh, of course, it's going to be Tyler. You know, the only concern now is hoping Tyler and McKennie don't get yellow cards because they're both playing on yellow, and then they would be each be suspended against Jamaica. But, you know, just to make this a sweep, I think two of the three midfielders will be Weston McKennie and Tyler Adams, and then it's just a little bit of a debate on the third.
Yunus Musa, Sebastian Legette. Who do you think gets it? Busio, Roldan? Who gets that third midfield slot then if you say it's McKennie and Adams?
Yeah, I think it's going to be Gianluca Busio, and that's going to be a surprise. But Berhalter's been saying some really positive things about Busio. He says he's adapted to Serie A better than anyone else he's ever seen. He's a push for starting minutes. And Musa, he played well off the bench in his last game with Valencia, but you know, he hasn't had a great season for Valencia, to be honest with you. You know, his defense has been suspect. You know, he's a guy, Busio and Musa are very different players. I mean, one problem solves with dribbling. That's Musa. The other one problem solves with his passing, and that's Busio. You know, and I think they're going to go with Busio right now. He's more in form, and Musa could be a really good dynamite option off the bench, running at some tired defenders.
Right, we're talking to Brian Chiaretta, American Soccer Now, great friend of the show here, Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, presented by the Daspit Law Firm. A couple more minutes here with him. So I guess we kind of settled on, you've settled on Adams, McKennie, and Busio in midfield. Mm-hmm. I'm curious to see what the selection is going to be. This is great stuff, though, to be able to look here and look at the depth of this roster and see the challenges where – you know, if we go back in history, the lineup would pick itself. So let's go to the striker position, and we're going to have to go right to Christian Pulisic, who's back. Greg Berhalter has said he would get limited minutes if he plays against Mexico. Do you think he gets a start?
Oh boy, that's a question for the medical staff. You know, I recall one conversation that people wanted to know that people had right after the Champions League, and only a couple of days later, the U.S. national team was playing against Honduras in the Nations League semifinal. And people ask, well, is Christian going to be able to start against Honduras only a couple days after playing in the Champions League final? And Greg Berhalter's quick response was, and I believe I'm getting this quote right, you try telling Christian Pulisic he's not going to start against Honduras on Thursday. And that's, you know, and I could see the quote being, you tell Christian Pulisic he's not starting against Mexico on Friday. You know, I think it might just be so demand, like I just think Christian Pulisic might just insert himself into the lineup. Would not surprise me. If he starts, you know, I think if not, it's going to go to Wea, but mark me down. I think it'll be Christian.
Other choices, up front, Aronson, Ferreira, Pepe, Wea, as you mentioned, Roldan could play wide. So can Areola. Okay. So let's go. So we're assuming, Pulisic would be kind of on the left as an inverted winger coming inside. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the number nine position. Who can it be other than Ricardo Pepe at this point?
No one. It's got to be Ricardo Pepe. I mean, the only backup options are, Tim Wea, who doesn't really play there very much, unless it's a 4-4-2 at Lille, and, or Christian Pulisic or Jesus Ferreira, as distant players, you know, as their second position or third position. So with that said, I think it's going to be Pepe, and I don't think it's, anyone else is even close to being in the running for that starting spot.
Speaking of Ricardo Pepe, and we're talking to Brian Schiretta of American Soccer Now, where do you think his future lies?
I think, I think it's going to be a $12 to $15 million transfer, which opens the door to maybe not having it be an elite club. I think he's done at Dallas. My guess would be it's going to be a Bundesliga team, but that's just a guess at this point. It's a question of whether or not they can have the semantics of that Dallas Bayern deal that they can get beyond. I hope they can, but he's got a big future abroad, and anything else is just guesswork right now. But I think he's going to go to one of the top leagues, one of the big five leagues in Europe.
How can we not like Ricardo Pepe? So I'm going to flip this a little bit here. Okay, that's great business for FC Dallas, but they seem to sell these guys before they win anything. They're already going over to Europe. At the end of the day, you have to say, what's the end game in Dallas? Because if I'm an FC Dallas fan and I see these guys being shipped out and sold constantly, I'm going, are we really competing to win an MLS Cup here? And I'd have to say right now, the answer is no.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing you can say about that is that I think that they made the statement with firing Luchi Gonzalez and making some big changes that maybe they're going to hang on to these guys so long. Now, look, I don't think any MLS team with Ricardo Pepe with the season he's had would be able to hang on to him. But it's the other ones like the Tanner Tessmans and Reggie Cannons and even Brian Reynolds, especially Brian Reynolds, who seem to go over there without, accomplishing much as by way of being a starter in this league, where you have to question, well, what's the end game here? And Justin Che looks like he's going over, and that kind of fits that build. Not really. Reggie Cannon's not really an example of that. So I think at the end of the day, they're going to start rolling back this thing. They could have sold Justin Che earlier in the year, but I think they elected to keep him a season for that purpose. But, I think they're going to start asking themselves some questions, how they can find that balance between selling versus, winning and then selling. It's a balance that you have to strike, and they've been on too far on one side of it. No question about it, but I think that'll change over time.
Yeah. You can't be relevant when you're constantly sending your best players away that fans have become accustomed to being with. I mean, I get the buying and selling thing, to Dallas for that, but, we'll see. All right. The third striker position out wide. I'm assuming it's going to be Tim Wea. You've got Paul Areola, Christian Roldan, or other options. Brendan Aaronson, why would Aaronson not get a start over Tim Wea?
I think Brendan Aaronson will get a start over Tim Wea. I think Brendan's been, very, very effective, way more effective for the U.S. team. You know, I think Weah beats you with his athleticism. He looks like a bench option that's going to be tough to contain in the second half. But I think Brendan Aaronson's locked him. I don't say lock because, you know, there's not many locks on this team, but I think Brendan Aaronson is a likely starter for whatever game the U.S. team, you know, has. So, you know, I think Weah's, you know, bench option. And to be fair, he's, you know, he's in and out of the lineup at Lille a little bit. So, you know, I think, Brendan Aaronson brings with you a little bit more momentum and a little bit more, you know, inform ability right now. And I think the team, you know, he's adapted well into the team and the team plays well with him on the field.
Care to give us a prediction on a result? Have some fun.
Yeah. I'm not going to go with Dosa Zero. I'm going to go with a 1-0 US, but, wow. This any kind of result, nothing's going to surprise me in this game because I go in expecting the unexpected.
So we're going to pull a clean sheet on Chucky Lozano and Irving Lozano, and we're going to do a clean sheet on Funes Mori as well, huh? I like that. That's confidence. I like it, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the two wins. You know, it's kind of the Gold Cup was very good for the U.S. team, and they played great defense. So, I mean, why not?
Good prediction, Brian. As always, great thoughts here on this. It was fun to go through the lineup with you. Thanks for coming on the program. It's Brian Chiaretta, American Soccer Now. Brian, thanks as always for the great insight. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Glenn.
All right. That's Brian Chiaretta. We're going to take a break here. Break is going to be brought to you by Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture. It's on Fondren. You get over there, Jan Christensen and company, the best in modern contemporary furniture. They've got all the stressless lounges. Rest assured, you get one of those, you're going to have a hard time getting out of it. It's so comfortable. Danish Inspirations, Modern Contemporary Furniture. This is Soccer Matters, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again. After last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.